Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The third Sunday of Advent. Today's theme, the joy that comes from being rescued by Christ. Joy is the theme of the third Sunday of Advent. As it says in the first reading today from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 6a and 10, "Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication to rescue you." This is the reason for our joy. We have been ransomed from sin and its destruction. Jesus paid the price through his terrible sacrifice on the cross. This is why Jesus came to earth to be born as one of us, to rescue us from the horrors of an eternal separation from God and his love. Compared to eternity, our current problems are little, very little indeed. Joy comes from realizing that, because of Jesus, no sins against us and no destructive forces can do us permanent harm. In fact, God will make good use of everything for our benefit. He defeats evil by making blessings come from it. Even the worst of times become huge blessings if we let them unite us to Christ. With Jesus and in imitation of how he suffered for the sake of others, we offer to others what our hardships have taught us, and thus our sufferings become ministries. Our sorrows find valuable meaning, which produces a joy that gets multiplied beyond measure. In Christ we are crowned with everlasting joy. We feel his joy and gladness because of the good that will come and is already starting. Sorrow and mourning will flee away as we rise above our pain to rejoice in the goodness of joining in the ministry of Christ. And we are lifted up by a faithful and compassionate God. As the second reading from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10 points out, we must be patient while we wait for the Lord to convert our trials into triumphs. To maintain an attitude of joy, we must remain firm in our faith, not doubting that the Lord is concerned about us. And we must not complain, because complaints mean that we think we know better than God does about how our problems should be resolved and how long it should take. Joy comes from rejoicing in the good news that God really does care and is, of course, working on our behalf to produce many wonderful blessings from our sufferings. Just like Jesus says in the gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 11, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense in me." Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What are you unhappy about? Can you find joy in the trial? Because God will make good come out of the suffering if you want to use it for the benefit of others. Talk to Jesus about that today. What is he telling you? What hug is he giving you? Describe a time when you saw blessings come from your sufferings. If you could do it all over again with the option of avoiding those particular troubles, would you? Why or why not?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.